After yesterday night's magnificent celebration, which of course was very full, except the babies and the old people that can't stay up till midnight. You know, those of us who are 29 can stay up anytime. But anyway, we come to this morning, and of course this is Christmas Day. Even though it began at midnight, this is Christmas Day. It's not something to just be forgotten and forlorn for other things, especially for secular customs, such as gifts and trees and turkeys and geese and whatever, or even mandrills. Somebody knew that I wanted a little baboon to put in the nativity scene somewhere in honor of that very delightful little baboon that's on the internet nowadays. She won't be long. She's 30 and has not long left to live, and she's been blind for a year. But anyway, I wanted one, and somebody tried and they gave me a mandrill. Mandrills are mean and ugly. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. They tried. But there's a lot of mandrills in today's world. And so we give thanks to God for all the blessings, because the real gift of Christmas is He who is there in the tabernacle, He who is in the Belen, the Presepio, the nativity scene, or creche in French. And, of course, we give thanks to God for this magnificent gift of His mercy. We see from the Epistle of St. Paul, the Apostle, to the Hebrews, that since the beginning, God has little by little manifested His mercy to us, multifarian multisque modis, in many ways and in many times God has manifested His mercy to us. And of course in these latter days, because we are in the latter days, we have the great gift of the incarnation of the second person of the Trinity in the womb of the most holy Immaculate Virgin Mary, to bring us salvation from our sins. And this is the gift of Christmas. This is what's really important. All the other things are not important considering what they are. For our children, toys, they'll be broken by tomorrow probably. I remember when I was their age, just a couple of years ago. And then, of course, for old people, they forgot already what they got for Christmas. So, you know, either way, now, for those who criticize the traditional liturgy, which of course is the Mass of the Ages, for which we pray, for its restoration, for it to be once again celebrated everywhere and exclusively in all Catholic churches throughout the world, as it used to be, we see that the Gospel of today is the beginning of the Gospel of the Apostle St. John. Now, we are very familiar with this Gospel, I hope, because we end the Mass, not this one, we end the Mass with this Gospel. And that is why today we will not end it with this Gospel, because the ancient liturgy is not just repetitious for the sake of being repetitious. And so we have this Gospel in the middle of the readings of the Mass of the day. We will not have it again. But it is most important because it speaks about the Son of God who was with us, who was promised to us from the beginning. He was with the Father and the Holy Spirit. The Word was God. And that Word was promised to the Blessed Virgin Mary through Eve, the first Eve, who, even though she was a stupid, horrible sinner who fell prey to this evil serpent, Satan. Nevertheless, yesterday we celebrated her feast, because yesterday was the feast of Saints Adam and Eve, which most people don't know. They don't think they're saints. Well, be happy, because if they can make it, you can too. Because they were much more wicked than you are. And you are indeed. I mean, I know it very well. But Adam and Eve are saints in heaven. And they are there with the Son of God, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, with the Blessed Mother, with Saint Joseph. In the real creche, the real Belen or Presepio of heaven, when we have the Holy Family and the baby Jesus, who is no longer found in the body of a little baby, but in the eternal Word, exploding with power and glory, as we saw also, and we shall see, at the resurrection. And so today we celebrate so many mysteries, and we give thanks to God for so many gifts, especially this, the gift of Christmas, the gift of the Incarnation, the gift of the birth of God through the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Conception. And so today, as we come, for those of us who can, and those who are not in a state of grace, do not offend God even more by going to communion today or ever. Go to confession, cleanse your souls, free yourselves from sin. But as we go to communion, those of us who do, those of us who serve before the altar, look at that manger, look at that scene which is depicted there so beautifully by the grace of God. This is the gift of Christmas. And that is the most important thing of this day, and indeed of every day. So as we celebrate these mysteries, I call your attention to them, because they are the reason for your creation, the reason for your sanctification, the reason for your salvation. And in the meantime, I wish to each and every one of you, as I did also last night, and I wrote a letter, which is in the bulletin that you can get in the back of the church after Mass, for all of you, expressing my wishes for you at Christmas. But I also wish each and every one of you a most holy and blessed Christmas and Christmas season. Christmas is not this day only. It is the 40 days of Christmas, which we shall celebrate with all glory and pomp and circumstance. A most blessed and holy Christmas and Christmas season to all. Les deseo a todos una feliz Navidad y temporada de Navidad. Voglio a tutti quanti esprimere i miei più fervidi auguri per un santo Natale. Je voudrais vous un sainte et très lumineux Noël. Jésus est né pour nous. Maligayan Pasco. Freilich Weihnacht. Christus natus est pro nobis. Venite, adoremus. Alleluia, alleluia. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. And we can-